Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Express Monorail, our highway in the sky. For those of you standing, please hold on to the handrails throughout our journey and stay clear of the doors. For the comfort of others, no smoking, please. Thank you.
Hiya, folks. You're listening to Two Men and the Mouse, episode 125 on the White Dragon Podcast Network, recorded live on October 31st, 2016. This is your everyday guide to the magic of Walt Disney World and the larger Orlando universe beyond it. My name is Kevin Kessler, and I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Peter Mandel.
Kevin Kessler, how are you feeling today?
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Indeed. Yeah, we got a special Halloween episode for you guys today, so, get ready. So, folks, we are two lifelong Disney fanatics who have managed to keep the magic of Disney in our lives every single day, and we want to share that magic with you. So pull up a chair, gather the family, or pop in your favorite set of headphones, and let's experience the magic together. Pete!
Kevin?
It's kind of two beards in the mouse today. We're both rocking the beard.
Look at that.
Yeah. Yours is, far more rugged than mine, but,
My beard's a little like...
Sorry about that. The cough is still present, if you can't tell.
Now, what's going on with this cough? We're all concerned about this.
It's a cough. It exists. It's there. It's not going anywhere. I have no upper register of my voice still, so it'll go away eventually.
Has this limited your singing?
I can't do any kind of musical project or anything like that.
Interesting.
So. Before we get started with the show this week, I just wanted to say a special thank you to a bunch of you guys. Last week, we revealed the official Two Men and the Mouse Patreon account, where you can, donate money to the upkeep of the network, the upkeep of the show, keep the show running. And you can do, as little as a dollar or, any amount. Nothing is too little. So I wanted to go through right now, and, we actually had a really great response from you guys. About 17 of you, really came through and, did some great pledges. So I want to thank everyone that did that. So Seth Berman, Margaret Cook, Katie Arf, Eric Pacelli, Chris Probelsky, Michael Mitlicky, Jamie Doris, Matthew Chamberlain, Tony Orglefinger, Sarah Coyle, Tyler Bells, Jessica Johnson, Amanda Welker, Andy, Lindsay Jessup, Mark Budzewski, and Kay Pern. Thank you guys so much for what you've done. And anyone else that's looking to donate, you can go to patreon.com/twomenandthemousewdpn. There will be some exclusive content coming for the guys, for those who are donating on Patreon this month. So head over there and thank you very much. And if you don't want to, that's perfectly fine. It's just there if you guys feel the need to help out the show at all. Okay, so ready for the news, Peter Mandel?
I am always ready.
The news brought to you by Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, who will plan your Disney vacation for you at no additional cost to you. Actually, before I do that, I just wanted to remind everybody about Mikey Weisenhunt's t-shirt page over at tpublic.com/user/magicalmeltdown. He is working on a Two Men and the Mouse t-shirt, so there you go. All right, so ready for some worldwide? No, there's no worldwide news. I lied. Ready for the Disney Springs news.
Let's do Springs.
Yep. The merchandise discount is back. So that merchandise discount is when you dine at certain quick service restaurants throughout the parks, you are able to get a discount on certain retail experiences in Disney Springs. You remember this from last year.
I love this, and I utilize this every time I can.
That's the one thing that gets you to Springs.
Yeah, might be.
So here are the lists of restaurants. Animal Kingdom. It is at Andapur Ice Cream Truck, Caravan Road, Chakranati, Dynabite Snacks, Dino Diner, Drink Walla, 8 Spoon Cafe, Flame Tree Barbecue, the single best one there, the Harambe Market, the Harambe Fruit Market, Isle of Java, Kusafiri Coffee Shop and Bakery, Mahindi, Mr. Carmal's, Pizzafari, Restaurantosaurus, Tamu Tamu Refreshments, Terra Treats, The Feeding Ground, The Smiling Crocodile, Thirsty River Bar, and Trek Snacks, and Trilo Bites.
So pretty much everywhere.
Yeah. Hollywood Studios, ABC Commissary, Anaheim Produce, Backlot Express, Catalina Eddie's, Coke Bottle, Dinosaur Gertie's, Fairfax Fair, Great Movie Ride Popcorn Stand, Hey Howdy Hey, Hollywood Scoops, KRNR The Rock Station, Min and Bill's Dockside Diner, Oasis Canteen, Peavey's Polar Pipeline, Rosie's All-American Cafe, Starring Rolls Cafe, and Sunshine Day Cafe.
So pretty much everywhere.
Right. Epcot, African Outpost, Beerline Beer Cart, Block and Hans, Canada Refreshment, Electric Umbrella, Fife and Drum Tavern, Germany Sommerfest, Liberty Inn, Kringala Bakery, Og Cafe, Sunshine Seasons, Test Track Cool Wash, and Yorkshire County Fish and Chips.
I can't believe you're not coughing.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm impressed with myself. I have to, but I'm holding it in. darn it, Peter Mandel.
There you go.
You're like the you're like the cough button. Magic Kingdom, Aloha Isle, Anti-Gravity's Galactic Goodies, Casey's Corner, Cheshire Cafe, Columbia Harbor House, Cool Ship, Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe, Sunny Eclipse, Friar's Nook, Gaston's Tavern, Golden Oak Outpost, The Lunching Pad, Pecos Bill's, Pinocchio Village House, Plaza Ice Cream Parlor, Sleepy Hollow, Storybook Treats, Sunshine Tree Terrace, and the Tomorrowland Terrace. So now, where do you use these coupons at Disney Springs, you might be asking yourself? Because there's
That's the real question.
Yes, so many retail opportunities there. So, you can use them at Disney's Days of Christmas, my favorite shop, Disney's Design a Tea, Disney Pin Traders, Disney's Wonderful World of Memories, Goofy's Candy Company, another one of my favorites, the Marketplace Co-op, which is like one of my all-time favorites, Marketplace Fun Finds, Mickey's Pantry, Once Upon a Toy, Trendy, and World of Disney.
Okay. World of Disney being the big one there.
Yeah, World of Disney definitely being the big one there for most
now, people. Now, what is this coupon for? What percent off?
10%.
Okay. Better than nothing.
Better than nothing. That's right. Okay, moving along to Magic Kingdom news. We have quite a bit of news in the parks categories this week. The Magic Kingdom has currently has work underway for a expanded entrance area. So what most people think that's going to be is an expanded security checkpoint.
Okay.
Lately, there's been a lot of problems because they have been they have been doing more thorough security. So there's been a lot of congestion at the front of the park, specifically the bag check area. They're doing a big expansion kind of area over by the ferry boat dock. So I think there's going to be a dedicated security checkpoint for the people coming in via ferry boat.
Interesting.
Well, something's got to be done because it becomes a major traffic jam. But I mean, you know, you've seen the news this week, or the last couple of weeks, they have to have more security.
So wait, you know what? Whether it's the airport, Disney World, I never complain about security.
Absolutely.
People get frustrated waiting on any kind of line, but
right.
You know what?
If it takes an extra 2 minutes for me to know that I'm safe in the parks, I'm good with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is big news. The Frozen Holiday Wish begins November 2nd, this week. Just 2 days.
Okay.
Frozen Holiday Wish. That's where Elsa freezes the castle and those castle dream lights. The 200,000 LED castle dream lights come on. This is a live show in front of Cinderella Castle every night that features Elsa, Anna, Olaf, and Kristoff.
You know what? For me, as soon as Halloween's over, it's kind of... I know traditionally you should say Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving's over. But really, I mean, I really like Christmas. So I'll take 2 months of...
Exactly. You know what? I have fought against the Christmas right after Halloween thing for years. I'm actually giving into it this year. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna watch Muppet Christmas Carol tonight because that's how I'm rolling.
Oh, nice!
This year.
Yeah. Do it. Why not?
Why not? I mean, you know what? If that's the way the world's going, it's time for Kevin Kessler to get at the times.
Nothing wrong with that.
So here's huge news out of the Magic Kingdom. Celebrate the Magic is no more as of this week.
Wow!
It is being replaced by a Once Upon a Time projection show. On November the 4th, so November 3rd, 3 days from now, will be the last day that you can catch that. The story of the show is Mrs. Potts telling a bedtime story to Chip. That includes scenes from Cinderella, Peter Pan, Alice in Wonderland, and The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, among others. You get to fly through London with Peter Pan. You get the Mad Hatter's Tea Party with Alice in Wonderland. And I'm not sure what the other ones are, but we'll be surprised, I guess. You also are going to get the duel between Gaston and the Beast on the castle.
Wow.
I'm hoping that's going to be really neat. And then the grand finale. What?
Where he straight up kills him.
Yes, where he straight up kills him.
Yeah.
And then why'd he had it coming? Celebrate the Magic last night, November the 3rd. Epcot news. Ready for Epcot?
Bring it.
You're always ready for Epcot, right? Epcot holidays around, you know what? I'm going to, the, The Candlelight Processional, more narrators have been announced. You ready for the current lineup of narrators?
All right, let's do it.
All right.
I'm usually more excited to see how you pronounce their names than...
Yeah, I know. November 25th through 27th, Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Very good.
November 28th through December 1st, Neil Patrick Harris.
Everyone's got three names this year.
Yep. Almost everyone. December 2nd through 3rd, Whoopi Goldberg.
Okay.
December 4th through 6th, Edward James Olmos.
All right.
I'm so excited because I can actually go see Olmos this year. Last year, he was actually on Christmas, and I wasn't here.
Big cough for Olmos.
Yep. December 7th through 9th is to be announced.
Love them.
December. Yeah, I know. Big fan. December 10th through 12th, Robbie Benson.
Okay.
I don't know who that is. Who is that?
Robbie Benson did the voice of the Beast, right?
Yeah, you're asking me. I'm asking you who it is.
I'm pretty sure he is the voice of the Beast.
Okay. December 13th through the 15th, Meredith Vieira from The View.
Okay.
December 16th through 18th, Jim Caviezel, Jesus himself.
Wow.
Doing the Candlelight Processional. He was He played Jesus in Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ.
That's right.
December 19th through 21st, Joe Morton. Big one here, Peter Mandel. December 22nd through 24th, Ming-Na Wen of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.,
wow.
Also known as the voice of Mulan.
Are you not going to be there for that?
I'll be there for that.
Oh, you're going to be home for, or you're going to be there for Christmas?
Yes. Yeah, my family is coming to me. So.
Oh, you have to do that.
Yeah. So get this. So you got Ming-Na Wen, the voice of Mulan, followed immediately after that, December 25th through 27th, by Jodie Benson, the voice of Ariel, the Little Mermaid.
Awesome.
And then, capping it all off, for some reason, December 28th through 30th with Cal Ripken Jr., Baseball Hall of Famer.
Wow.
You know what? If there's one thing Cal Ripken Jr. is good at, it's showing up. So you know he'll be there.
Yeah.
Guy's whole claim to fame of his career is he showed up a lot.
Well, he also won MVP and, you know.
I'm just saying, but the thing he's famous for, the thing that he is noticed for is that he showed up a lot. Was it 3,214 games?
I understand, but it's not like he was a bit player in those games.
No, I'm just saying, you mentioned Cal Ripken Jr., the first thing you think of is the guy showed up a lot.
Right.
Okay. All right, so moving along, we've got a brand new offering for Christmas at Epcot now this year. Epcot's Holidays Around the World is offering seasonal food and drink. It's like a mini food and wine.
Man, it's going to get to the point where, like...
There's always a food and wine going on.
Every weekend there's a food and wine.
I think there's only going to be 5 months out of the year where there's not going to be some kind of food and wine kind of thing.
Not complaining, because I think it's cool, but...
Right.
It's, you know...
I mean, this is nowhere near as big as food and wine. You'll see in a second, but it starts on November 25th, so right around Thanksgiving. So, all right, you ready for everybody's favorite game here? Kevin pronounces food.
Even better.
I did a really good job with the narrators. So
you did. You did pretty good. There was no Anna Gasteyer this year.
Yes. I forgot. How do you remember these things?
Because I think it's humorous.
The Germany Pavilion will serve artisan cheese plates or sauerbraten with red cabbage and spätzle.
Okay.
Yeah, spätzle, Peter Mandel.
Okay.
Yeah, you want the spätzle with the red cabbage and the sauerbraten and the cheese. Drinks include alcoholic ciders, William's Punch, which is served hot, Caramel Kiss featuring Werther's Caramel, ooh, that sounds good, and Glühwein, house-made hot-spiced wine. Glühwein.
Okay.
It's got the little...
With extra gluten in it.
It's got the umlaut, so it's Glühwein. Right. The American Adventure, American Holiday Table in the American Adventure Pavilion will be serving slow roasted turkey with stuffing, mashed potatoes, and cranberry sauce, and seared pork tenderloin with green bean casserole, roasted sweet potato wedges, and a champagne demi-glaze.
Okay. That sounds like a big plate.
Yeah. I think they're two different. They're two different plates.
Right.
Or are they? I think they're two different plates. Drinks include Shipyard Eggnog, white porter aged on bourbon, Fire Nog, which is eggnog with fireball whiskey, which sounds great, Great American Wine Company, Red Blend, and Chardonnay, hot chocolate eggnog, and cocoa candy cane, which is hot chocolate with peppermint schnapps.
Okay.
A lot of Yuletide drinking going on.
Well, it's that time of year.
The Alpine House. The Alpine House between Morocco and France will offer duck confit, dumplings, and roasted Brussels sprouts with a fig reduction, cheese fondue in a bread bowl with fresh steamed vegetables, and sacciatore, a chocolate cake with apricot jam and dark chocolate glaze. Drinks include frozen winter spice hot chocolate featuring twinings of London tea, alcoholic and non-alcoholic, Weingutstadt Krems Gruner Weitliner white wine, and Heinrich Red blend. I'm on fire today.
You're killing it.
So seasonal southern delights. Near World Showcase Plaza is offering Hoppin' John black-eyed peas, ham hocks, and kale with rice and cornbread crumbles, blackened catfish with white cheddar grits with okra, tomato, and onion stew, and chocolate pecan tart. Drinks include frozen s'mores and Central 28 beers. The Feast of Three Kings near World Showcase Plaza pays homage to Three Kings Day. Do you know Three Kings Day?
Of course. We know that's the day you should really kind of take your tree down,
yeah,
right?
Dia de los Reyes, Day of the Kings. Widely celebrated in Spain, Latin America, and the Caribbean. Look for a shredded beef tamale with avocado crema, roasted pork with mashed yuca and pickled green bananas, and Three Kings bread. The Three Kings bread looks really good. It looks like little cream puffs, basically.
That sounds nice.
Yep. Drinks will include coquito, which is coconut milk, and coquito with rum floater. Also around Epcot, hot and cold drinks will be offered all around World Showcase, as well as holiday sweets, such as the Mickey Santa Hat Cupcake at Fountain View Restaurant, Chocolate Honey Baklava in Morocco, Panettone, which is an Italian Christmas cake that nobody ever eats, in Italy, Gingerbread Ice Cream, and Buche de Noël au Chocolate, Christmas cake shaped like a log, in France, Pai Cha, which is Beijing-style fried dough twisted with sesame, in China, and Guava Tamales in Mexico. This is all going to be there through December the 30th. I think you need to congratulate me on my ability to get through all that.
You really nailed that. That was informative, and
thank you.
You knocked that out.
It wasn't just about me stumbling all over myself for once. In DAC news, Disney's Animal Kingdom, there will be a refurbishment of Cali River Rapids this January. Makes sense.
Okay, that's a month good time to do it.
It's a month to do it. Usually the 2 weeks out of the year where it's too cold to do that ride happen in January. So right. That will be January 3rd to the 29th. So it's going to be closed for almost the entire month of January. So plan accordingly. And finally, Hollywood Studios news. Always where we end up. Over at Walt Disney One Man's Dream, they're going to be hosting a preview of Moana.
Okay.
That's going to be starting on November the 5th, that preview, right, to coincide with the release of Doctor Strange this weekend.
What do you think about that Moana movie?
I think it's going to be great. I mean, you can't go wrong with The Rock in an animated movie.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear The Rock sing.
Can't tell what I think yet.
I mean, I haven't really seen enough of it to give an opinion, but I will tell you what I did see. I did go to One Man's Dream earlier in the week, and I sat through the Doctor Strange preview.
And?
Oh, my goodness, this movie is going to rock.
See, I feel no need to see anything else. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I hadn't really seen a lot of Doctor Strange stuff because I've just been really busy lately, but I sat through that thing and I was just like, I wanted more, like, immediately. There was a lot of Tilda Swinton in it. There was a lot of Benedict Cumberbatch just being awesome. A lot more of Wong, which I'm very happy about. So, I think it's...
When are you going to see it?
Thursday night.
Me too.
Yeah. Though I went to get my ticket at Disney Springs the other night and they weren't selling them yet.
Really?
It was really weird. They were like, oh, no, we only have tickets for the dine-in. And I was like, uh-uh.
Wow.
So, okay, so you know the Muppet Fountain, my favorite thing in the world?
Yes, and I know what you're going to say.
Yeah. I was there the other day, and the water was gone, and it was filled in with plants and dirt and things like that. Gonzo and Fozzie and Animal and the rats were all gone. It was just Piggy in the middle of a planter, basically. So I was horrified.
Right.
And I immediately ran to the nearest cast member and I was like, what have you done? Thinking, you know, that this poor little Asian lady had been the one to do it herself. She told me that it is temporary. They had to kill the water for the construction because they're doing all the pipe laying now for the construction of Star Wars and Toy Story. So they had to kill the water and it will be back, she said. And I said, will it be back, like, you know, when the new lands are open? She said, no, it'll be back long before then.
Okay, well, that makes perfect sense.
I made her promise me, Peter Mantle. So if it doesn't come back, we know who to blame. Speaking of the Muppets, finally in our last bit of news this week, Pizza Rizzo, the opening has been announced for November the 18th, and the parts of the menu have also been announced.
Okay.
Yeah. So you want to you sent me a text about this the day it was announced. What did you say to me?
It's the same exact menu as Pizza Planet.
It's the same exact menu as Pizza Planet. Right. It's pizza, it's salads, and it is meatball sandwich.
Yeah.
I'll be getting the meatball sandwich.
You know, their pizza is actually pretty good. So are their salads. So I can't really complain. You know, I became fond of Pizza Planet. Now, if it's
but you're
the
not
same
fond
menu,
of pizza, so...
No, but my family is. My son likes pizza. You know, my wife actually really likes one of their salads.
Because they're normal, well-adjusted American citizens.
Right. So if I can find a place where my family will all find something to eat, you know what? We're cool with that.
Okay. Very cool.
But having said that, I wasn't attached to the Pizza Planet theme or anything.
Right.
So
okay.
I'm actually excited to see what they have now.
I am too. Like, I think it's two floors. It's going to be great. I really am looking forward to it. All right. So that's the news this week.
Okay. Good news.
All right, we are going to take a quick break. We're going to hear from our sponsors and the rest of the White Dragon Podcast Network, and we'll be back with our e-ticket attraction of the week. So stay tuned, folks. More Two Men and the Mouse coming at you right after this.
You know, Pete, it's hard work planning a Disney vacation.
Of course.
Your whole family has to get going. You got to pack everything up. You got to figure out where you're eating. You got to figure out where you're staying. But you know what makes life so much easier, makes your trip planning a more fun experience?
Tell me. That sounds like something I need.
Absolutely. You need a travel agent.
Do we know one of those?
We absolutely do. We know our good friend and sponsor, Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of Two Men and the Mouse, folks.
We've both used him.
Yes, we have. Dave Weikert plans our Disney vacations all the time, and we would not recommend him if we didn't use his services ourselves. Dave started his Cranford-based business here in 2008, and in that time has been planning hundreds of Walt Disney World vacations. Dave plans every trip as if it were his own, and you will never find someone more passionate about Disney. Very easy to work with, and will do his best to make sure you're satisfied. Working with Dave, you're likely to pay less and get more. And what's better than that, Peter Mandel?
Tell me.
You never pay a charge for Dave's services. It is 100% free. Dave will plan your entire trip for no additional cost to you.
That sounds awesome.
Absolutely. Dave has helped over 875 families enjoy their Disney vacations. A graduate of the College of Disney Knowledge, Dave has visited every Disney World resort and has personally stayed at 12 Disney World resorts. He's dined also at every Disney restaurant. He's crazy about Disney food.
That is an accomplishment.
Absolutely. I wish I could say I did
that.
That's
like the snack challenge times 10.
Yep. Dave also gives you Disney dollars for land packages and shipboard credits for any Disney Cruise Line vacations you might be going. This can be used as cash at any Disney destination or store. Traveling with kids in your party, Dave will also provide you autograph books for all your kids.
You give them to us?
Absolutely. Your kids went down with Dave Weikert autograph books.
Of course.
Well, Disney autograph books supplied by Dave Weikert.
Depends how his name on it.
Dave simplifies your life by booking your complete vacation, including resort stay, airlines, Disney meal plans, and park passes. Also, checks daily for new discounts. When specials are announced, he immediately checks availability and rebooks your vacation at the lowest possible price. Dave can also book all your Disney dining and will do his best to get hard-to-book reservations like Cinderella's Royal Table and Be Our Guest. It's really, truly a no-brainer. Folks, take the stress out of your life. Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of Two Men and the Mouse. If you and your family are taking a trip to the Orlando area this year, your little ones deserve to stroll in style. Lugging a stroller from home can be an annoying and frustrating part of the first leg of your journey, and renting those hard plastic strollers from Disney theme parks can be both costly and uncomfortable for your kids. Well, I'm here to tell you about the solution to your child transport problems, and that's Kingdom Strollers. Kingdom Strollers is a Disney-featured stroller and crib provider that does exactly what you're looking for at a great price. Not only is it less expensive than renting a stroller from the theme parks themselves, but these are padded luxury models with features like drink holders, canopies, storage baskets, and more. What's more, you keep this stroller with you for your entire trip, whereas park-rented strollers, you gotta return them before you leave the park that day. This is gonna make those late-night post-fireworks bus stop queues so much easier, and dad's shoulders are gonna thank you for it. So, how does it work? You just go to kingdomstrollers.com and make your selection on the stroller or crib that's right for your child. Just let the good folks over there know a great time for delivery and pickup and where you'll be staying. You can pick your stroller or crib up from the luggage stand at your resort and then drop them back off there at the end of your stay. So pack light, leave your stroller at home, and save up to a whopping 50% versus park price stroller rentals when you visit kingdomstrollers.com.
Hello, I'm Storybook Julius, the White Dragon Podcast Network's resident Canadian and the host of Storybook Radio, a Walt Disney World and Universal Studios podcast appearing every Wednesday here on WDPN. Walt Disney was a storyteller, and well, so am I. Now, I'm not saying that I'm as cool as Walt Disney or anything, but I'm saying that if you're looking for a unique take on the Walt Disney World and Universal Studios theme parks, with immersive looks at their stories, backstories, and histories, you've come to the right place. Head on over to iTunes, Stitcher, or Podomatic to subscribe to and download the Storybook Radio podcast each and every Wednesday. You can also check out www.storybookradio.com for more details and more content.
Hi there, this is Monica Pinto from the Mouse in Our House podcast, inviting you to join me here every other Friday for all things Disney from my perspective. Let's face it, with our fast-paced lives in a crazy world, always running from one place to another, from hectic workdays to family responsibilities, from household chores to those never-ending errands, it sometimes seems impossible to survive until your next Disney trip. How to turn that around? Easy, by keeping a little bit of that Disney magic in our everyday lives. So go ahead, sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee and a little something sweet, and let's chat Disney. Join me here on the White Dragon Podcast Network every other Friday, where we'll celebrate all the magic, all the fun, all the memories, and even some stuff that's not so magical. But don't worry, a little bit of pixie dust should take care of that. So until then, I hope you remember to keep the mouse in your house.
Do you like the Disney parks? I do too. So does my little sister. That's why we started a podcast about them. Hi, I'm Dimitri Ravanis. The name of our show is The Extra Magic Hour. You can hear new episodes each and every Thursday here on the White Dragon Podcast Network. You can also find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcasts. Now, in addition to telling you what we love about the parks and doling out some news and tips, we'll do something a little different. We'll tell you what we hate about the parks, where the mouse can improve, and we'll do some fighting. Well, not fighting. We call it friendly debate. Things that Disney fans have been debating and arguing about forever and ever. You'll hear them played out in real time between a brother and a sister every Thursday right here on the White Dragon Podcast Network.
Folks, it is Halloween in everywhere, but it's also Halloween in Walt Disney World. And that is why this week, Pete and I wanted to kind of dive off the beaten path. So, you know, Halloween episode, what do we do? Talk about Not So Scary? We've been there, we've done that. Oh, do a Disney in-depth on the Haunted Mansion? If you want to hear that, go back to last Halloween, because we did it then. So, I was just pulling my hair out, trying to think of what we should do for Halloween. And the inspiration actually came from my girlfriend, Sam. She said to me... she was like, she's got this adorable, like, Southern accent. She was just like, why don't you just do the ghost stories around the Disney parks? And I was just like, huh. And I started thinking about it. And I did some research, and there are quite a few of those stories around. You know?
I would like to hear them.
Yeah, so that is why this week, for our e-ticket attraction of the week, Pete and I are talking about, we're doing Disney in-depth on ghost stories. Haunted Disney parks. And the e-ticket attraction this week is brought to you by KingdomStrollers.com for all your crib and stroller rental needs with a little right to your resort. Okay, so you ready to... I wanted to dive in. We only have one for Disneyland because I know a lot of our listeners listen to this show with their kids, and a lot of Disneyland's ghost stories involve just brutality and horror. So I really don't think we need to hear about a lot of those stories. So I got this one off of wanderwisdom.com. This is perhaps one of the, probably the most famous Disney ghost story, and that is the Main Street Fire Station.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the lore of the Main Street Fire Station?
I know a little bit, but I don't know all the details.
Yeah, so the Main Street Fire Station, when Walt Disney was alive, he had an apartment on the second floor of the building. It's right when you enter Disneyland, you walk under the train tracks, and then just after on the left, next to the City Hall restrooms, there's the firehouse. So right. Walt had an apartment there, and he used it as kind of like his home base when he was in the park. And after he hosted celebrities and VIPs there, and whenever he was there, he would light the lamp in the fire station window to let the people know he was there, which I think is just wonderful. Like, could you imagine, like, going into Disneyland and seeing the light on and being like, oh my gosh, Walt is here. So,
right. I think it's the coolest thing ever.
Yes. According to Disney lore, Walt never left. Apparently... Soon after Walt's death, a cleaning woman was cleaning the apartment and noticed that the lamp was lit. She turned it off and left, only to see it lit in the window when she got outside. She then did what anyone would do in that situation. She went back into the apartment, turned the lamp back on. When she went back outside, the lamp had been relit. She went back again and turned it off, only this time she didn't leave the apartment, and watched as the lamp turned itself back on right in front of her. Nobody has tried to turn the lamp off since. It is left burning to symbolize Walt Disney's presence in his beloved park, and to this day, cast members report footsteps and knocking coming from the fire station apartment, especially at night.
Interesting.
Ooh. It's that, isn't that interesting? So, I mean, do we want to go like full on Mythbusters here? Like, do we want to like point out like, well, what about when the light bulb burns out? Like, things like that, or?
I doubt that
light bulb has been lit for like 50 years.
Well, I guess that's the true test as to whether this is a true ghost story or not.
Another kind of harmless one. Many of the stores are supposedly haunted. The fourth floor stockroom of the Star Trader at the exit of Star Tours in Tomorrowland supposedly has cold spots and a really, quote, creepy feeling to it. There are also stories of the merchandise being rearranged on the shelves after the shop is locked up for the night when nobody is around.
Okay.
Hatmosphere, the hat booth between America Sings and Tomorrowland Autopia, is haunted. Supposedly, the sewing machine they use to embroider names on the hats never gets warm, even after being used all day long. And once, someone saw a face in it.
In the sewing machine.
One of the ice cream carts is also supposedly haunted. Well, by the way, what short straw do you have to pull on the ghost ladder to be like, oh, well, where are you haunting? Oh, the ice cream cart.
They're just using them for, I guess, cold vibrations.
No,
yeah.
My eternal job is to keep the sewing machine in the atmosphere cool. One time they got to see my face in it, though. Oh, that's a day I'll long remember. Better get back to work. Those sewing machines aren't going to cool themselves. So at the ice cream cart, people have reported hearing a woman's voice, even though there is no woman around. On Main Street, there have been sightings of a lady in white. She appears in and around the stores on Main Street and is dressed in clothing from the turn of the 20th century. Legend says that she passed away on property in the early 1900s, but never moved on.
Man, lucky her.
Right?
So she passed away in some, like, you know,
and she doesn't even
crazy
have to, like,
area. And
right.
Now she gets to go to Disney World all the time.
Exactly. And she doesn't even have to, like, you know, go to Hatmosphere and keep the sewing machine cool.
Yeah, she's just like a guest at the park. That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Space Mountain is apparently haunted in Disneyland.
Okay.
Yes, I know I said we were only going to do one, but I'm skipping over the ones that are gruesome. Guests and cast members have reported seeing Disco Debbie. Debbie is a glowing green ghost inside the ride who is reported to be a cast member who passed away behind the Space Mountain building. Also, people have reported seeing a man with reddish hair and a red face. He usually gets into a seat next to a single rider. By the time the ride ends, the man has disappeared. Supposedly, this is a ghost of a man who died on the ride in the 1970s. They call him Mr. One Way, and he has also sometimes been seen in the cast member locker rooms in the Space Mountain building. So there you go. You get to ride Space Mountain for all of eternity.
I guess if that's your jam, why not?
I feel like people now are going to, like, attempt to die in Disney to, like, hope that they'll just, like, hang out there.
I'm pretty sure it's not true.
Yeah, I hope not either. Okay, not going to read that one. That one's a little morbid. Yep, not reading that one either. Okay, It's a Small World. The story is that several cast members who worked on It's a Small World loved the ride so much that they came back there after they died. The legend is that the lights will turn on and off and the dolls will keep on dancing and singing after hours, after the electricity has been turned off.
Dum dum dum.
The author here says, I worked at that ride for 6 years. It was the very first ride I learned way back in 1989. I remember having fun on my breaks walking through the ride. I walked behind the sets, under the sets, and even through the wall in the middle of the attraction. Yep, there's a door that goes from the Antarctic region at the beginning of the ride to the finale scene at the end. It was a bit creepy in the darker portions, but not bad. The Haunted Mansion. I guess the one place you'd expect to be haunted.
Right. Let me guess. This one's not haunted.
No, apparently it is.
Okay.
There are several ghosts that haunt the Haunted Mansion. The first ghost story happened when the mansion was still being built back in the 1960s. One of the sound designers was in the seance room and heard music coming from behind a wall. He thought it was a radio, but there was never any talking or commercials, just music. He kept hearing music for days. Finally, he decided to put a speaker near the spot the music was coming from to mask it. The spell book in the seance circle was apparently a real spell book, and Madame Leota was reciting a spell from that book. Rumor had it that each morning when cast members would arrive at the attraction to open the ride, they would find the book in a different place than it was the previous night. There's also a story about a woman who came to the Haunted Mansion to sprinkle her son's ashes in the ride since his dying wish was to be one of the Haunted Mansion ghosts. She was told she couldn't spread the ashes there, but apparently she snuck back and scattered it anyway. After that, people reported seeing the ghost of a small boy crying near the exit. I shouldn't have read that one. That one ruined my day.
I've heard that one before. I mean, I can't believe it's true. I just don't, but.
Okay, so ready to go to Walt Disney World?
Yes.
The meat and potatoes of our show, Walt Disney World, what the show is all about.
Now, let me, does, SeaWorld have ghosts?
I don't know. Would you really want to haunt SeaWorld?
That's what I'm saying. How is it that Disney World and Disneyland have all these ghosts? Is it because Disney's so awesome they kind of want to go there? Because I can buy
it. Yeah, I feel like, you know, maybe, after you go, that desire to still be, the passion and desire allows you to, hang on.
All right. I can buy that.
Okay. So the most famous one in Walt Disney World is probably George.
Okay.
Not your brother. Not George Mandel.
Okay.
I'm talking about in Pirates of the Caribbean. And this was all compiled from, I'm reading this off DisneyWorldEnthusiast.com, so you can check that out as well. As the story goes, a young construction worker named George fell to his death while working on a high area of the Pirates building. Each day, cast members say good morning and good night to George over the PA system, and if they don't give him the respect he desires, it is sure to make a long day for them. The ghost is known to cause all sorts of mischief, such as shutting down the ride, causing breakdowns, making phone calls from an empty control room, and appearing on the ride monitors. Many guests have reported feeling a mysterious chill, especially in the room with the burning city, where it is believed George fell to his death. His favorite hangouts are rumored to be near the pirate with the pigs, under the bridge of the pirate with his leg hanging over, and near the door, known as George's door, by the dog with the keys. Word of warning about George, there have been reports of guests going on Pirates of the Caribbean shouting that they don't believe in George and have later found themselves stuck on the attraction for a long period of time due to a breakdown. I believe in George.
Yeah, George sounds a little bit like Mort.
No, I don't think we need to, you know, I think you're going to get stuck on Pirates now that you've just compared George to Mort. No,
I'm
George,
just saying,
no,
this
no,
sounds like...
No, Mort, he's nothing like you. No. Sit down, Mort. Things I have to put up with. Okay, the ladies. There is another pair of apparitions that are said to call Pirates of the Caribbean home, and they are known, Peter Mandel, as the ladies. The mysterious duo is rumored to have met their untimely demise when the boat they were riding in came up the track at the bottom of the drop and crashed as they sat in the front row. Oh, maybe... Okay. It is believed that they still linger in this area to this day and can sometimes be felt with a cold chill.
All right.
Haunted Mansion. Man with a cane. In this tale, many cast members working alone have said they've seen a man with a cane riding the attraction late at night. When spoken to, he does not respond and then disappears out of sight. Who is this man? He's said to be the ghost of a pilot that died when his plane crashed in the 1940s into what is now known as Bay Lake.
Right. So again, and listen, I think it's awesome. But again, we're talking about a ghost who crashed into some nonsense swampland.
Right. So like you
and
crash
now get to hang in Disney World all the time.
Right. What luck is that? You crash into this nonsense swampland and for 32 years. You're sitting around just like, oh, I just got to haunt these alligators and these frogs. And then all of a sudden, Walt Disney's like, boom, Walt Disney World. And you're like, I'm going to hang out here for a while. And this ghost ride is what I want to do.
I mean, yeah, I think it's crazy that he limits himself.
You think there's just a lot more to do? Like, why ride the same ride over and over again?
Well, I don't get it. I mean, why can't you just go ride everything?
Right. I mean, Listen, I don't know the rules of the Netherworld, so.
Me neither. You think there's like a certain like range you can operate within?
I don't know. I guess we'll never know. Or we will, but we won't be able to tell anyone about it.
Yeah.
All right, the little boy. Another spirit that's rumored to inhabit the Haunted Mansion is that of a little boy. Unlike the Disneyland ghost story of the little boy who cries while looking for his mother, this child appears to be happy and just rides the attraction alone, peering out from his doom buggy. There are a few photos circulating the internet that are said to be of this particular apparition.
Okay, that's creepy.
Yeah, I need to look at that. Oh my god, that's weird. Oh, I just looked at the photo. Oh, Peter Mandel, it's real. Oh, that was really creepy. That was like the creepiest photo of all time. It's like this kid like hanging out like the side of a doom buggy, like smiling, but he's like all ghostly.
All right, that sounds crazy.
Yeah, I know it. Oh, Main Street USA. Several guests have reported seeing the ghost of Roy Disney on Main Street during Wishes, smiling and seeming to be thoroughly enjoying himself.
See, I like that. That's what I'm talking about.
I really like that one. I feel like now when I'm gonna have to stay on Main Street during Wishes and just look out for Roy.
I mean, I would
just walk up to every old man and be like, "Are you Roy Disney?"
Just walk up to every like old timer and try and put your hand right through him.
Yeah. Oh, clearly not. Foiled again. I mean, I like, you know, and you think Wish like the fireworks would be the time.
Yeah.
Tom Sawyer Island is apparently haunted.
Okay, this makes sense.
For years, guests that venture over to Tom Sawyer Island have reported getting an unnerving feeling and seeing shadowy figures in the tunnels and cave of the attraction. I mean, it's a pretty creepy area.
Yeah, definitely.
Spaceship Earth. This ghost story tells the tale of a little girl with long blonde hair and a young boy that are often seen playing together in front of the attraction as well as riding together. So at least they venture outside, too.
Okay.
Impressions de France.
Really?
What poor ghost is haunting this?
I mean, here's what I want to know. Why are now the ghosts haunting, like, you know, like Mouse Gear? Or, like, you know.
Why would the ghost want to haunt Mouse Gear?
Because wouldn't you want to be, like, you know,
would you really
want to
be around merchandise that you can never have, that's, like, never yours?
Yeah, I mean, listen, everyone that goes to Disney World is around merchandise that they can never have.
But for eternity?
Yours. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Like, okay, you can haunt one place in all of Walt Disney World the rest of your unlife. You're
right,
choosing
Mouse Gear. I want some place that's going to change on a regular basis.
Okay, I could see that. I mean, you know, and I feel like selecting a location, there's a lot that goes into it. Because remember, it's eternal. So... Right. And folks, we're being facetious here. I don't, you know, tell me we're being like disrespectful to religion or whatnot. We're joking around. Could you imagine, like, you're haunting Small World? You got to hear It's a Small World for the rest of eternity.
Well, I am one who likes that song. So
I like it too, but like, for eternity. Like, I was going to say Splash. I was going to be like, all right, Splash Mountain for eternity. But then I was like, no, then I have to hear Zippity Doodah. Which
yeah,
I love Zippity Doodah.
Come like
but,
white noise.
I love Zippity, but like, how many times can I get pissed off at Brer Roadrunner throughout my, you know, my afterlife?
Right.
So Impressions de France. I mean, of everything, even with like the ice cream, like cart and the atmosphere, like this has got to be bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
I bet you, there's a rumor. Have you heard the rumor that they're putting a Ratatouille ride there?
Really?
Yeah. For the 50th, they're saying that, they're rumored to be putting a Ratatouille ride there, the same one that's in Disneyland Paris. And, which, I mean, I gotta say, like, I mean, I'm sure this ghost is like, please. But, you know. So, many cast members have reported seeing a figure late in the night in the theater after it's closed. When they approach to escort him out, the apparition disappears.
Okay.
I'm so in love with French history, I want to hear about it forever. Tower of Terror is apparently haunted.
Well, that would make sense, right?
Yep. In this story, the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror is said to be haunted by a former bellhop that died during his shift on one of the loading platforms. The story goes that this bellhop ghost is said to appear in Platform D, flicker lights, and freeze the attraction when cast members are trying to do their final ride through at the end of the day.
Okay.
Interesting, right?
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Thought-provoking.
Not really.
Okay. So have you, that's all the one, that's everything I've got. Do you have anything else?
Do I have any personal ghost stories?
Yeah, like anything
no.
creepy or anything like that? Have you ever like had like a ghost, like a ghostly like issue?
I think it's funny you say that. I have, not sure I want to talk about it, but
yeah.
Do I believe in that kind of thing? I normally would say no, I don't believe in this kind of thing.
Okay.
I just don't. But I did have something happen a while ago. I mean, probably a good 15 years ago.
Ooh.
That definitely gives me second thoughts. How about that?
You're not going to tell the story?
No, I don't want to tell the story.
Okay.
But it was a little, like, you know, scary. So.
Okay. Is it you just don't want to get scared again?
Right. Because I'm in the store by myself.
Will you tell me off the air?
Sure.
Okay,
sure,
cool.
I shouldn't do that to people. But yeah. What about you? Do you have something?
You know what? I want to say, like... The theater that I used to go to in Cranford was very haunted.
Okay.
And like we'd be there, like it'd be just like me and my buddy like hanging lights, and we'd hear like the footsteps, and we'd hear like knocking and things like that. So, you know, there's definitely been some instances where I think there's been something around.
Okay.
I've never seen or felt anything in Disney though.
Right. Well, honestly, I could probably see something at Disney and still not notice. Like, I'm so usually into whatever I'm doing
right there.
Not sure I would notice, like, a slight glimmer of, like, you know, a ghostly apparition.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of, like, you know, nope, I'm worrying about my Fastpass photo here,
right,
you know?
So I mean, let's say there is, like a ghost, like, causing trouble. Like, there's, like, you know, there's something strange in the neighborhood. Which Ghostbusters are you calling?
Totally the new ones, but... Yeah,
really?
Kate McKinnon to me, I just think she was awesome in the new ones. So.
Okay. All right, well, that's it for the ghost stories this week. So no trick-or-treating for you guys tonight? Any Disney-related Halloween costumes in the Mantle House?
Let's think. Abby was a devil. Ethan was a Ravenclaw student.
So no.
So no. Nope.
Have there been kids? Have there been any good Disney costumes coming in the shop today?
There's always a ton of princesses.
Right.
I don't think I saw any boys in Disney costumes, but
right.
a lot
well,
of
usually
princesses.
There aren't.
Yeah. So, you know. What about you? What's going on in the Orlando Halloween scene?
I mean, nothing. There's been no trick-or-treaters, no nothing. So.
You even have one trick-or-treater?
No, I mean, we live in a gated community. I guess they go elsewhere. There's, you know, I guess it's different down here. I mean, I still have my huge bag of candy from Not So Scary, but yeah, looks like I'm not getting rid of it tonight.
Well, you know, it's also different in general, Halloween to when we were kids. I mean,
we used to stay out like all night pretty much.
Right. I mean, Saturday, like, yeah, in Clark, they had like a trunk or treat.
Yeah.
Where like everyone
comes.
Yeah. So, I mean, honestly, like, my kids didn't even go trick or treating today. Like, they're loaded up on candy and they didn't feel like it. So I'm like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I get that.
I get it. They had Halloween parties in school today. And,
right.
You know, it's all good.
All right. Unless you have anything else, I think we're about done.
All right.
That's going to do it for Two Men and the Mouse this week, folks. Thank you so much for joining us. And please have a safe and happy Halloween. Of course, by the time this show goes up, Halloween will be over. So we hope retroactively that you've had a safe
right.
and happy Halloween. Folks, please give our social media pages some love. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Two Men and the Mouse, Twitter at Two Men and the Mouse, Instagram at White Dragon PN. The network is also on Facebook at facebook.com/WD Podcast Network and on Twitter at White Dragon PN. Also, folks, you can join in the conversation with us and all of our great friends from around the world in our discussion group, facebook.com/groups/Two Men and the Mouse. Also, you know, I'm in there all the time chatting with you guys. Please, you know, reach out. It's always great to hear from you guys in the group. We have a wonderful community that goes on there. If you want your questions answered on the show, Dave Weicker going to be in the house hopefully next week to answer your questions. Send that over to questions@twomenandthemouse.com. And folks, if you like the show, please give us a rating or a review in iTunes. You know, it helps make the show easier to find, helps keep the show going. And of course, folks, please check out our Patreon over at patreon.com/twomenandthemouse, WDPN. If you love Peter Mandel, check out his comic book store in Cranford, New Jersey, Rogue Comics at 105 North Indian Avenue, Cranford, New Jersey, 07016. Folks, or also go to roguecomics.com where you can find a link to Pete's eBay store. If you are planning a trip to Walt Disney World, Disney Cruise, Adventures by Disney, any Disney resort throughout the known world, or Aulani out in Hawaii, please look up our good friend and sponsor, Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, who can always be found on Facebook as Magical Travel Dave or emailed at dave@magicaltravel.com. And folks, for me, please check out my book, Rocinante, has been pulled officially now from Amazon, the vintage edition. So we are setting up for the re-release. And check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/KevinJKesslerAuthor, for a huge, huge announcement and cover reveal for the future of Rocinante Book 1, which will be re-released before the end of the year. So, well, that does it again. That does it for this week. Pete, any closing words?
Well, I'm excited to see what the cover looks like on the book.
I haven't showed you yet?
No.
I'll send it to you after the show.
Okay, cool.
Please, folks, keep the magic alive every day of your lives. We will see you next week on Two Men and the Mouse.